Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me with questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment of the show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group that I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's N like North, P-I-E-R.com. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
And welcome back to America, Bruce.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be home, even if I am a bit jet-lagged. In my absence, of course, we aired your special episode about your book. I hope you sold at least a million copies from that airing.
Flooded by requests across the country. Thank you so much, Bruce.
It was a special show, which I would encourage our listeners to listen to, and they can listen to it and download it for free anytime they want at brucesalin.com. It was a total show with Wayne talking about his book, Hold On to Your Nuts, N-U-T-S, Non-Negotiable Unalterable Terms. And I highly recommend both the show and the book. Wayne,
yes,
Tiger
sir.
Mom,
yes.
Kosher Dad, How We Raise Our Kids. It's been a provocative and obviously still a timely issue. I would like to open the discussion to you by just asking you in general what you feel about having expectations of our kids, how and how harshly we should implement our expectations, meaning if they don't live up to them. And let's just create a dialogue.
Yeah, well, you know, this whole notion of we have been as parents in the last generation so permissive, and we see the results of that. So I can see the attraction to tightening the screws. Now, whether going as far as Tiger Mom does, that's what all the debate is about, and I can appreciate that. But we have, generally speaking, become way too permissive. And here we are now seeing our college graduate children coming home to live because they have no direction and they don't know what they want to do. So I think that there is a sort of a balancing that needs to be found, each of us in our families, between what our expectations might be and what's in the best interest of the kids. If we lay all of our expectations on our children, then we create a whole problem, which many of us have seen and we have to deal with all the time, in terms of appreciating who our children are and allowing them to become those men and women that they were born to be.
Well, I think, let me interrupt you for a second, though. I think the definition of expectations is what we need to be clear on. What you're referring to is projecting our own expectations of what we may want them to do or be.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the Tiger Mom expectation was just about performance, certain grades, certain test scores, et cetera.
Right.
That's a little different. And so I'd really like to get your take on that specific thing. In our generation of parents, speaking just for myself, I can't speak for you. I know that I was certainly satisfied if my kids got a B, and Tiger Mom would be mortified with a B.
Right. Well, my experience with grades is that I'm not particularly interested with the grades, and I told my kids that as they were going through school. What I wanted to make sure was that they were learning something. And so it's hard for me to get behind grades and test scores because I think that our education system is just whacked that way. And there's so much attention on test scores in terms of getting funding that I don't know if it has anything to do with children learning. So that's an opinion about what's going on sort of in the schools. I think that we need to have our standards with our kids. We need to know what is best for our children. And, you know, some kids can excel at an early age. Some kids learn one way and other kids learn another way. And so I would say that it's good to consider, but we have to really look at who our children are.
Well, that is where you and I will totally agree. I mean, one size does not fit all as far as those standards that Tiger Mom may employ, given that one child may be very academically oriented, another one may be athletically oriented, and another may be more artistically oriented, and that the results of those three different orientations would be different kind of performance in school, and not one is necessarily better than the other. The thing, however, that you said earlier I would like to challenge you on is the notion that all you cared about was, did they learn something? So my challenge, Wayne, is how did you measure that? Did you, or is it just a platitude?
Well, how did I measure it? It was important. We talked about it. Now, my kids did well in school. School was rather easy for them. Looking at grades was one way of being able to sort of judge how much effort are you putting into schooling, viewing them, seeing what they're doing with their free time. All of this contributed to sort of our assessment of how the kids were doing, right? There are other families who have children who have a hard time in school. They have a hard time learning. Even those without learning disabilities, school can be a real challenge for one reason or another. And so it can't just be about grades. But grades are a reflection sometimes of how hard a kid is trying. But I don't think we can just use those sort of across the board to say these grades really reflect, you know, the performance of the student. So I didn't have that issue in my home, but I've dealt with a lot of couples and parents who have had the issue where kids were having a difficult time in school, and what they needed to do was find the solution that worked for their children.
Give me some examples of solutions that you work together with these families.
Well, for some of them, they had these stories that were already painted in their minds about what their children's lives were going to look like, four-year university, et cetera, et cetera. Some of these kids are not built to go to college or go to college right away. And so the parents had to look at their own expectations and get out of their own way for long enough to see what the kid was really needing, to see what their student, their daughter and sons were really saying, and helping them through. There's one guy who was really pushed growing up, and he was doing the same to his son, but his son was not enjoying high school. He had a lot of objections to the way things were being taught. He was a good kid, not getting in trouble, no drugs, but he just didn't care about school. He didn't go on to college. He is now a very successful web designer. He's getting married. He's well-balanced. He's a perfectly healthy young man. The problem was with the dad. He was so uncomfortable thinking that he was failing.
Because his kid wasn't doing the path that he had done.
Even though he grew up with a little too much pressure and he knew he didn't like it, he just felt that, well, this is what my dad did for me. I need to do the same thing, or I'm falling short of being a good father.
Well, that's a classic parental problem. Yeah. It's repeating patterns that you grew up with, good or bad.
And I think that, Bruce, you talk a lot about the changes in technology, and they're mm-hmm. happening, but the problems that we have at home are age-old.
Well
They're
said.
The same
well
issues.
Said. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And repeating patterns from our own childhood.
Exactly.
Instead of learning from them. It always blows me away that happens. Believe it or not, we've actually zoomed through our segment, Wayne. Please let our listeners know where you could be reached and what's going on with you these days.
Well, we're helping men, and we work with them at our center over the phone. You can find out about us at bettermen.org. And we've got some great plans on the horizon to take what we're doing nationally, Bruce, which I haven't even talked to you about. So over the next month, maybe we'll talk about it.
I look forward to it because our show is now national, so you will be reaching a national audience with our segment.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much for joining me. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You could tweet me at Bruce Salen, by the way. And you can reach me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Come right back for the Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Is she dark? Is she small? Is she any kind of dream of it all? Don't matter. Don't keeps him.